very much, and I never found that I was able to perform it. Of course, I haven't had an opportunity to sing for that many varied kinds of groups. I think there are probably places where you could sing it. It's a very strange song and a strange interpretation of the life of Christ, and I thought perhaps I'd like to sing it just because of the fact that it is a song by Ewan McCall, and I did love it when I heard it, and the strange nature of it makes it very interesting. He calls it the Carpenter. I'm not sure of all the words on it, but I think I can do most of it for you. Jesus was a working man and a hero you shall hear, born in the slums of Bethlehem at the turning of the year, at the turning of the year. When Jesus was a the streets rang with his name, and he argued with the aldermen, and put them all to shame, and put them all to shame. His father, he apprenticed him, a carpenter to be, to work with skill and plane and drill. In the town of Galilee, he became a roving journeyman, and he journeyed far and wide, and he saw how wealth and poverty dwelt always side by side, always side by side. He said, come all you working men, you farmers and weavers too, if you will only organize, the world belongs to you, the world belongs to you. So the fishermen sent two delegates, and the weavers and the farmers too, and they formed a working committee of 12 to see what they could do, to see the struggle through. When the rich men saw what the carpenter had done, to the Roman troops they ran, saying, put this rebel Jesus down. He's a menace to God and man. He's a menace to God and man. Jesus walked, oh, there's another verse here. The commander of the occupying troops, he laughed and then he said, there's a cross to spare on Calvary Hill. By the weekend he'll be dead, by the weekend he'll be dead. Jesus walked among the poor, for the poor were his own kind, and they wouldn't let the troops get near enough to take him from behind, to take him from behind. The blood was standing on Jesus' brow, and the tears were in his eye. They nailed his body to the Roman cross, and they laughed as they watched him die, and they laughed as they watched him die. 2,000 years have come and gone, and many a hero too, and the dream of this poor working man at last is coming true, at last is coming true.
Usual way of telling a story.
It's a very strange.
Strange, as you were singing it, Jerry. I was thinking of how not too dissimilar, not too different, this is Ewan McCall's interpretation from St. Francis of Assisi's centuries ago in carols and seeking to bring the church closer to the people of Italy and spread it, made the carols. Joseph was a working man, his hands were calloused.
Yes.
Remember rocking the cradle, you know,
yes.
the German, one of the Marian leader, Mary rocking the cradle, and the cherry tree carol itself, something close to the daily experiences of the people. And in a sense, Ewan McCall has done this too.
There's a song called The Carpenter in Alabama, and the words say, some say the carpenter came from a cold and faraway land. We know he was raised right here where there's work for a strong brown hand. Relating the story of Christ again to the working man, to the people. It says there's a line about, we know that he was born and raised with us and walks among us today. And in the cherry tree carol, as you were saying, there are great humane kind of bringing the story to the working man and to the man who works with his hands and who lives his life, which has simple things, simple qualities about it, relating those qualities. The St. Francis bringing the story to the masses is a great influence on carols all over the world.
And Ewan's song, there was a preacher, it was a white preacher, about 30 years ago, 20 years ago, isn't that, traveling to the South, got in great difficulties as a result. His name was Claude Williams. And he would preach the testament. He would offer it in this manner, you see. And, of course, had a tremendous impact wherever he went, but also caused him great trouble.
Yes. Yes.
So our guest is Judy Collins. For those of you who may have tuned in late, who sing songs as her way, and that's an eloquent way and a very moving way. And so, obviously, the seeing and hearing of Judy Collins sing these songs is quite an experience. And very rewarding one to listeners and to viewers. And Judy, what's a good way, before we call it quits for now, remember you opened singing something about a lark, and it was a cappella, you know, and...
I'll sing you another song about a bird, a cappella.
Another bird.
Yes. This is Ewan McCall's song about the dove. The dove, she is a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and tells us no lies. She drinks the spring waters to make her voice clear. When her nest she is building and summer is near. Come all you pretty young maids, take warning by me. And don't let your young man ever join no army. For the dove she will leave you, raven will come, and death will come marching at the beat of the drum. Come all you young fellows, come walk in the sun. Don't go for a soldier, don't carry a gun. For the gun, it will scare her, and she'll fly away. And then there'll be sorrow by night and by day. She flies over mountains and valleys so low. And if you live peaceful, she never will go.
Judy Collins, The Dove. And we should mention the two albums of yours that are Elektra, that are available. We see songs are in it, a good number, about 15 songs each. One is Golden Apples of the Sun, that includes the Yeats poem put to music. That's Elektra. And the earlier album is A Maid of Constant Sorrow, and that song is in it, too, and that's Elektra. Now, they're both available, songs of Judy Collins, our guest this morning. And thank you very much, Judy.
Thank you, Stud. It's been my pleasure.
This is the program for this morning. After this message, a special program for tomorrow. Tomorrow is August 5th, but we'll be playing a commemorative program concerning August 6th, 1945, Hiroshima and the bomb. And so tomorrow, since the 6th is a Saturday, tomorrow is an annual Hiroshima program. Until then, take it easy, but take it.